Last week, Basketball Australia announced the men's team, the Boomers, to take on China and Japan in World Cup qualifiers in Melbourne later this month. Three of them were Tasmanian jack jumpers, Clint Steiner, the captain, Jack McVeigh and Sam McDaniel. And so too was the team physio. Ryan Carroll is a Northwest Coaster who joins me now. Good morning, Ryan, and congratulations.
Morning, Martin. Thanks very much, mate. Appreciate that.
Must be a big thrill to be part of the Boomers squad in the World Cup qualifier.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's always nice to get I guess, chosen again to help out the team in their qualification endeavours. I've helped out in a couple of different windows over the past few years, and my first foray into it was the World Cup in 2019. So that was a huge experience in itself. So looking forward to the next stage.
Does it surprise you that so many, we've only got a 12-man squad and three of them, a quarter of them, have come from the jack jumpers?
Yes, it's a massive achievement for the club, especially in its first year. Obviously, these players have been around NBL and some national programs for years now. So I think for these three guys in particular, it's a massive reward for their efforts during the season. They all three of them had fantastic years, and they'll fit in really well to the system with the Boomers over the next few weeks.
And the assistant coach, Jacob Chance, has also been recruited for the Boomers. Mark Radford is an assistant coach with the Jack Jumpers as well, and a Northwest Coaster. I spoke to Mark a couple of times during the year, and he told me that sometimes he doesn't really get the atmosphere at the games because he's so concentrated on what he's doing. I guess as team physio, you've probably got a little bit more time to soak that sort of stuff in, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's fortunate sort of down the other end of the bench, and there's a couple of quiet moments, especially before the game tips off and the guys are finishing their warm-ups. I tend to look around and soak in the atmosphere, especially the first game of the season was massive. Everything was brand new. There's a lot of firsts this season. But then at the other end of the season with the home finals, the crowd just went to another level. So, tried to manage to soak it in as best I could. Don't get those experiences too often, so it's pretty special.
I reckon, and it was a special year. It'll go down in history, sporting history, that's for sure. So just explain what your role is as team physio. Are you involved in the day-to-day management of injuries, or do you just look after them, during game time?
No, definitely. It's a fairly full-time role that I've got. I'm fortunate to have that in professional sport these days. So essentially with the new team, it was all about setup of the whole program in the early stages, so whether that's equipment or tapes or all the ordering and stock, developing our medical network, doctors and dietitians, massage therapists, the whole lot. So it was a lot of organising and planning before we even got players in. And then, it's the day-to-day running of things. Myself and Harrison, who's the strength and conditioning coach, we're on hand basically for the whole time that the players are in, from about 7 in the morning through to about 2 in the afternoon when they all go their separate ways. So I think that helped us through the season as well, having that constant communication relationship with the players. We don't wait for things to get out of hand. We can sort of jump on any little sore spots or injuries quickly before they become a bigger issue. So I think that was beneficial.
So it sounds to me like you were down there full time, and I spoke to Mark Radford again about, the sacrifices you have to make to move away from the Northwest Coast and from your family to do these sorts of things. And I guess that's been the same sort of experience for you.
Yeah, it has been. It has been. I was on the Northwest Coast for about 15 years, working in the clinic there and also working with Devonport Warriors and Northwest Thunder. So always make sure I get back there when I can and reconnect with those people that have helped me get to this position. So definitely always remember that. But, it was a big move down here. I was down here for about 6 months on my own before my partner came down at the start of this year. And there were quite a few coaches and players in the same boat that were sort of flying solo for the first part until their support networks could join them. So, it was a big move, but fantastic opportunity to be involved in this elite level of sport.
Sounds like we're not going to see you back on the Thunder bench anytime soon. So what do you do during the off-season now?
Off-season's still been a little bit busy for me. We'll have exit interviews and meetings with players, trying to work out what they need to focus on in their off-season. Always keeping tabs. There's a few guys playing at the Northwest Thunder as well as Hobart Chargers and around the country as well. So we're always keeping tabs on how they're going week to week. And then I'll try and have a couple of weeks off myself just to switch off and catch up with family and friends as well. Just the next season will come around pretty quick once they get back on time. I think everyone will be back on deck in about August when we get going again.
Well, because the season was delayed this year, wasn't it, because of COVID? So it normally starts around about September, October, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm. Yep. So they're going to try and get that back on track this year.
It'll be nice to get everything back on track. And you mentioned how you'll take a few weeks off. That won't be until after the World Cup qualifiers against China and Japan in Melbourne, as we mentioned, in a week or two, in fact. I know you're not a coach, but how strong do you think our squad is?
Yeah, no, the squad will be extremely strong, you know, even though we haven't got the big guys like the Paddy Mills and the Joe Ingles and the like. Still got a really experienced squad. So Delhi in the squad, we've got some experienced guys. Clint Steindl and Todd Blanchfield have represented previously as well. So there's still a lot of experience. And these guys that have been selected had fantastic NBL seasons as well. So they've been rewarded for those efforts. And a lot of these guys, these qualifying windows are super important to qualify for the World Cup, so they still have a lot of meaning on the game. So they'll hold their own, and hopefully we can come away with a few wins.
Yep, good luck with it, Ryan. Thank you for your time this morning. Congratulations once again on being appointed physio for the Boomers.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Martin. Cheers.